From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people. He's expected to speak about the two nations' complicated past, the course to normalization, and his vision for the future. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held what Mr. Obama called frank and candid talks, then met with the press. Mr. Obama acknowledged the two sides continue to have serious differences on democracy and human rights.
I said consistently, after more than five very difficult decades, the relationship between our governments will not be transformed overnight. We continue, as President Castro indicated, to have some very serious differences, including on democracy and human rights.
After being questioned about political prisoners, Mr. Castro reacted angrily. He demanded to be shown a list of such detainees. Cuba's position is it holds no such political prisoners. Mr. Castro also welcomed the easing of trade and travel restrictions, but stressed the need for U.S. action to lift the more than five-decade-long trade embargo. The International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A three-judge panel at The Hague ruled unanimously he was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out by his militia in Central African Republic a decade ago. Judge Sylvia Steiner, Brazil, said evidence clearly showed the MLC fighters deliberately targeted civilians.
The chamber concluded that the civilian population was the primary, as opposed to incidental, target of the attack.
She said Bemba has effective control of his movement for the liberation of Congo and knew his forces were about to commit atrocities. Bemba had pleaded not guilty to the charges. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department Monday acknowledged for the first time the presence of a U.S. Marine fire base in northern Iraq that provides force protection for coalition forces, including U.S. advisors fighting Islamic State. They're at a base near Makmur. The revelation came during news that an IS attack on the base killed one Marine and wounded several others. Colonel Steve Warren is a Pentagon spokesman.
I'd like to start off on a somber note by offering our condolences to the family, friends, fellow Marines of Staff Sergeant Lewis F. Cardin of Temecula, California, who was tragically killed on March 19th.
Firebase Bell is the first independent U.S. base of its kind in Iraq since the return of U.S. military personnel to Iraq in 2014. They're helping train Iraqi forces for a hoped-for offensive to retake the IS stronghold of Mosul. Both Republican and Democratic U.S. presidential candidates addressed the largest pro-Israel advocacy group, AIPAC, in Washington Monday. Republican New York businessman Donald Trump praised Israel as the only democracy in the Middle East and slammed the Iran nuclear agreement.
I have been in business a long time. I know deal making. And let me tell you, this deal is catastrophic for America, for Israel, and for the whole of the Middle East.
Trump also vowed to veto any UN measure that would impose its will on Israel and said he'd move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Earlier, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton said America cannot be neutral.
When it comes to Israel's security or survival, we can't be neutral. When rockets rain down on residential neighborhoods, when civilians are stabbed in the street, when suicide bombers target the innocent.
Clinton promised if elected, she would be a staunch advocate for the Jewish state. Gunmen launched an attack late Monday at a hotel being used as headquarters for the European Union military force in Mali's capital, Bamako. Guards killed one of the four attackers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the assault, which comes about 4 months after militants from Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb attacked a Bamako hotel, killing 20. The Algerian Defense Ministry says soldiers killed six suspected terrorists in the country's southeast near Tunisia's border. A cache of assault rifles, pistols, and ammunition was recovered. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed a rocket attack Friday in a southern Algerian gas plant. Police in Zambia Monday arrested opposition leader Eric Chanda for criticizing President Edgar Lungu for using public funds while on holiday. Chanda, leader of the Fourth Revolution Party, defamation of the president can result in a five-year prison term. Opposition politician Jeffrey Mwamba of the United Party for National Development was arrested twice earlier this month, charged with training a private militia and threatening the president. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.